about Kieran now? What's gone on with Kiki? So tell us what happened after you left.
Oh, so we left Paradise together, and then I went down to Sydney. I moved in pretty quick with her. It all went, you know, straight into the deep end, really. And then after New Year's, yeah, it just, I don't know, sort of fizzled out a bit, and then that was it. Like, she didn't do anything wrong, and that, but it just didn't work. Fizzled. And then I moved to Melbourne.
Did you have anything to do with her mum after she called you a dog? Did you hang out with her a bit?
Oh, yeah, I did.
That was awful. I felt so sorry for you. Oh, God.
Because obviously, as everyone knows, obviously I met Kiki the weekend before I went to Paradise. And, so her mum come in and just started calling me a dog and all this stuff. And I was like, right then. Taking the brunt of it, and I was like, bloody hell, like, this is a bit much.
The best thing was at the start, you go, I'm pretty good with mums, I'll sweet talk her. Man, she smacked you down real quick.
Yeah, look, I thought I would be able to put my charm on and sweet talk the mum, but yeah, there was no breaking that ice.
No, the charm, Kieran, not even your charm could have helped there.
Kieran, just flashing back to the one time when you, I thought, came off well and you'd actually been hard done by, was all that ridiculous carry-on when Renee came in with this big secret, and we're all on tenterhooks has Kieran done?
Awful secret.
That was the lamest. You'd done nothing.
I'd killed a bloody dog or something, wouldn't you?
That was ridiculous. The fact that you had contacted her from the Bachelor Mansion whilst Angie was dating 15 men, you texted one girl. I reckon that's okay.
Well, yeah. My man passed away and I was hurting and, you know, wanting to...
Yeah.
I don't have any family. I've got my daddy's in Perth, but I was going back to Darwin, that's where I lived. And then Renee was... because I was closest to, so I was like, yeah, went to Renee, and then she, you know, she helped me through a very hard time in my life.
Now, yeah, it was fine.
Two questions, mate. Your best mate, Tim, are you really best mates? Because did you kick him out? Has he been kicked out?
We're not living together anymore. I moved down here and we're living together, but we lived in a massive house in St. Kilda, and it was dead old, and I don't really like old things. I like new things, you know what I mean? I wanted a new apartment, and then Tim was like, well, I'm going to move out. So he's moved out with his girlfriend, and I moved out with the other housemate that we lived in. But we still see each other probably six bloody times a week. We're always coming around, having coffee and eating vanilla slice.
And the second part of the question is, now, he come out and said that Angie slid into his DMs. Has Angie slid into your DMs at all?
Oh, she didn't slide into my DMs, but she just said that she'd heard a lot of stuff happening to do with Bachelor in Paradise and wanted me to clear some things up, and that's all I did.
Ooh. Been talking to Angie.
What did you clear up? Can you tell us?
Yeah, it was just the whole running back to Renee, and I left the show and my nan didn't die and all. So I was getting people having a go at me saying, oh, I can't believe you made up your nan died to leave the show. I was like,
yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's awful.
I was like, are these people serious? And then I was like, people need to remember it's like, it's a TV show, like, you know.
Of course. Yeah. And then, Kieran, I guess the final question, you're no longer with Kiki. Are you seeing anyone? I did see some photos of you walking through the park with a mystery brunette.
Oh, yeah, that mystery brunette. Now, she's just my mate. I've got a load of friends who live near me in Port Melbourne. So we go to the dog park and go to the beach and stuff like that, but I'm single.
Single!
There we go. So you're single.
Ladies!
Head down to the dog park!